Step on up, ladies and gentlemen. The vasty fields of science lie before us, just waiting to receive the pitter-patter of your feet and walking apparatuses.
Apparati.
Adventure through the history of science-onomy, presented by the Institute for Gravitronomic Inertia Metrics.
Well, golly, Dad. Let's go in.
I don't know, kiddo. A three-day wait?
No way, Dad. We've got premium passes. We skip practically the whole line. Everyone will be so jealous of us.
Well, okay, kiddo. If this is the last one you want to go on before we head back to the vacuum tube.
It is, Dad. Come on. They've got a robot.
All right. Two, please.
Well, fine, folks. Welcome to the Museum of Science-onomy. Let me just stamp your tickets there. Premium passes, eh? Well, the big brain must be very fond of your family serial number. Right this way, I'll lead you in.
Oh, golly!
Wow. Watch your step there.
Whoa, bit of a drop, isn't it?
Be careful with your knees, Dad.
There's no injuries in the future, folks, so don't worry if you twist an ankle.
I read about universal medicine in the park map. There's a parade of laser-guided nanobots at 7.
His mom is holding us a seat.
Well, I hope she found a good one. That's our most popular parade. The screams can be heard all over the park.
Wow, what's that?
More like, who's that, buddy? That's Mr. Gravitron, one of your guides on
the adventure through science!
He can hear us?
Everything you say is uploaded to a database on internet, parsed to the fullest degree of understanding, and sent right back down to my brain, all in the time it takes you to say,
technical simulation!
What are you working on, Mr. Gravitron?
Oh, this? This is just a working model of the city of Los Brains.
I've been there.
I bet you have. In a way, we've all been there, haven't we? The big brain sends us visions of his gleaming utopia all night.
I thought it looked familiar.
Can you find friends identify this building?
Well, sure, that's the Quadralympic Stadium. My grandfather came in fourth in full contact archery.
And this one.
That's the big dome where the mayor lives.
And here? This, of course, is the old Polk Building, named after
President James K. Polk.
Wrong-o, kiddo. Okay. Named after Aloysius Polk, who, the story goes, foretold the arrival of the big brain by over 100 years.
Oh, but that can't be, Mr. Gravitron. Everybody knows the big brain created the entire universe with the appearance of age only a few months ago.
Well, I'm glad you're here. The Institute for Gravitronomic Inertia Metrics would like to share with you some of our exciting research concerning the very nature of the universe.
Oh, nice.
And a sing-along.
Yeah.
All right, just follow your docent into the exhibit, and I'll see you on the other side of the theoretical juncture!
Okay.
Yeah, oh boy. Hey, where is our docent?
Well, that's strange. We were four a second ago, and
now... Now we're two!
Huh. All alone in this room full of glowing buttons. Do you think the ride broke down?
Oh, they'll probably give us more premium passes if it did.
Always looking on the bright side.
Oh, but now we're in the dark. Dad, I'm getting scared. I sure hope there aren't any ghosts.
Hey, don't worry. There's no such thing as ghosts.
Well, it sure is spooky in here.
Yeah, I've had enough. Hey, ride operator, we want to get off.
The Common Era.
Who said that?
1901.
Well, not even quarter till.
The year sciencing was born.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
Look at that.
Magda Hesketh Dorliac arrives in the sleepy port of San Diego, California, known to the native San Diegans as La Jolla.
The jewel.
The jewel.
La Jolla.
She came to these United Snakes of America with many questions.
What is the universe? What does it look like? Does it have a taste? Does it exist on the back of a tortoise? Will it fit inside of a bread box, given a large enough bread box? Is it really so strange, or are we all just paranoid?
Her native Belgium didn't have the answers.
Brussels had yet to sprout.
Antwerp needed a hand.
Ghent was awful.
San Diego, land of science.
I shall found my research institute here. I shall rigorously catalog and analyze all that I see. What is that?
The waves.
And what is that above it?
The sky.
The same color. Same color. Observation. Same color. Same color. Same color. Blue. Blue. Same color. Blue. But why?
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 The ocean is always blue. The sky is only blue when there is light out. Hypothesis. The sky is blue because it is reflecting the ocean.
Science.
Hypothesis. The sky gets lighter the farther inland you go because there is less ocean.
Science.
Hypothesis. Clouds are drawn upwards from the ocean by the moon's gravity.
Science.
Theory. The moon is trying to steal our water, but isn't very good at it.
Science. And so, everywhere Magda Hesketh Dorliac went, she discovered a new principle of the natural world at work. How long does a thought last?
3.27 graviseconds.
Where do things go when we lose them?
What was the last place you had it? And you try looking there.
Why are cats?
Cats give off significant amounts of heat, yet require several hours of sunbathing each day. Theory, cats are cold-blooded.
What color is a mirror?
Kinda green.
What is the universe?
I don't know.
What is the universe?
I don't know.
But it wasn't enough to find out how the world is.
I want to find out why the world is.
No time for that. Got to accept an award.
The Nobel for Science.
The Pulitzer for Science.
The Tony for Science.
Murky Buckets. Donkey Chain. Thank you. I wish I could accept all of these awards at once, but I won't. You may keep these metal trinkets. I must discover the universe.